Hello, I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and you're listening to the Pastor to Pastor, and it's part of our Washington Defender movement. Let me introduce myself. I've been a pastor for about 30 years in the either the Spokane Valley, Deer Park, Sandpoint area, all around throughout the Pacific Northwest. And I've been married to my wife, Tanya, since 1997, and we have four awesome kids. Our oldest, Isaiah, is married to Rachel. They have three children, and they're great kids. They're 3, 2, and 1. And then we have Isabella. She's a special needs child. She's never walked or talked, and she lives with us. And then we have Gideon, and he is our April 1st child. He is a jokester and a prankster. And then we have Gabriel. And he is just a love of our life. He's just one of those guys that just loves to learn, loves to play the piano. He's a great guy. So that's a little bit about my family. We've been preaching the word around the Pacific Northwest for a lot of years and didn't really get involved in the public square too much except through chaplaincy. So I was a sheriff's chaplain for a number of years and worked in the local prison system up in Sandpoint or jail system up in Sandpoint and sharing Jesus in those ways. Pastor to Pastor is really meant to be here to help us as Washingtonians move together in a way as pastors so that we can create change and that people's hearts will be changed by the power of God's word through anointed through the Spirit of God. And so the goal is to share practical tools to help pastors participate in the public square. So you may say, well, you know, I'm not a political church, I'm not this or that. That's okay. Will you pray with us? Will you sit down and just pray with us? And so we want to share tools with you of how to pray for your elected officials. Maybe you want to disciple your elected officials, or maybe you want to evangelize or share Jesus with them. And so we have all that built out for you. Also, you may be thinking, well, you know, I'm not really into those kind of events. Look at the public square as a place for ministry. For instance, one of the ways to participate in the public square is to do outreach to your local first responders, your EMS, fire departments, your sheriff's department, police departments. And so we have all these resources built out for you. And so during Pastor to Pastor, we're going to introduce those things to you and help you kind of have a smorgasbord to choose from what will serve your church best. Here's what we know. We're living in very interesting times. And in those interesting times, the church needs to be engaged in the public square and in the culture. Probably the biggest complaint that we get from people around our state is our pastor will not speak on cultural issues. You know, I know I've been, like I said, I've been a pastor for 30 years. I know it's risky and there's a way to do it. And that's what we want to teach you in Pastor to Pastor is how do you speak on these issues without dividing your church, without causing people to feel isolated or alienated. And there's a lot of areas that have been politicized, but they're really biblical. You know, we can look at areas of the family. We can look at areas of marriage. We can look at areas of sexuality. We can look at areas of property tax, or we can look at areas of immigration. And the list just goes on and on. And the Bible speaks to these cultural issues because they're first and foremost a biblical issue and a heart issue that then we begin to have policy and difficulties. And the reality is that neither party, the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, none of them are perfect. None of them are right. But we really need to mobilize to a certain degree the faith-based community so that we can begin to see policy that is best for our neighbor and we can love our neighbor. So Pastor to Pastor aims to do that. We're here to help. We're here to answer questions, and so we'll be breaking these things down as we go, and hopefully it'll be helpful. If you have questions or you you know, you want to give input, you know, we would love for you to do that. And so we're going to try to come across 3 times a week. That's our goal, probably on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And but we'll see what happens with that. And to bring you outreach ideas, discipleship ideas, Word of God ideas, how to pray. You know, a lot of times pastors are like, I just don't know, how do I pray? And so we want to show you just examples of how you can do that both privately and publicly. So I look forward to getting to know you more. If we can do anything to serve you, whether it's an evangelism training or discipleship training, or if it's walking through how to get involved in the legislative prayer tours, those kind of things, let us know. We're here to help, and we'll do our best to serve you in those ways possible. So again, it's Brian Noble from Family Policy Institute of Washington. You can check us out at fpiw.org, and I look forward to this journey together. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.